As the shortest day of the year draws near in the Northern Hemisphere, people around the world celebrate light amidst winter's darkness. For Jews, that's Hanukkah, a fun, if not religiously significant, holiday over 8 days that ends this year on December 17th. And according to commentator Rabbi Fred Sherlander Dobb, across the United States, there's a new movement to tie this festival of lights to energy conservation.
Today, when we think of Hanukkah, we think of menorahs, dreidels, and presents. Actually, it all began in Israel in 163 BCE, when a ragtag bunch called the Maccabees overthrew the mighty Greek Seleucids and rededicated the temple in Jerusalem with lights. The word Hanukkah actually means dedication. Some 500 years after the Maccabees, the rabbis, uncomfortable with the military might angle, told the now famous story of lights. In rededicating the temple, the Maccabees found only 1 day's supply of pure oil, yet it lasted 8 days, a miraculous 700% increase in energy efficiency. The Coalition on the Environment and Jewish Life, including most major groups in the Jewish community, has a campaign this Hanukkah titled, Let There Be Renewable Light. Jews around the country are signing Hanukkah pledges to rededicate ourselves to protecting the earth. We're studying Jewish responses to global warming. We're taking one energy-saving action for each night of the holiday, from having a candlelight dinner to running one more errand on public transit to contacting Congress about energy issues. Back home, our synagogue is distributing special Hanukkah presents, low-cost compact fluorescent bulbs, along with energy-saving tips. Compact fluorescents use just 1/4 the energy of standard incandescent bulbs. That's halfway toward the Maccabees' 8-fold efficiency goal. And simple steps, like improving our car's fuel economy, can take us even closer. Some people translate the Hebrew imperative mitzvah as good deed, but it actually means commandment. The way I see it, saving energy isn't just a good deed, it is a mitzvah in the true sense of the word, a moral and theological concern. The more energy we save, the less of creation we destroy. More than 2,000 years ago, the rabbis say it took a miracle to make a little bit of energy go a long way. Today, all it takes is the everyday miracle of changing our ingrained habits to make Maccabean strides toward energy efficiency. Now that's something to think about as you light your menorah, or Christmas tree, or Kwanzaa lights, or solstice candle.
Fred Sherlander Dobb is the rabbi of a Adat Shalom Reconstructionist congregation in Bethesda, Maryland.